It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
Now, you're a Eucharistic something, Ducko.
Eucharistic minister! So I can legally give out the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. And if there's ever an incident, well, I've been in the church once where they've said, is anyone here a Eucharistic minister willing and able to help?
Shut your mouth.
Yep, I've been in church once when that happened.
On the plane, yep. The pilot has had a stroke.
Yep.
Is anyone here registered to fly?
Yeah.
You want to learn this thing.
Or is there a doctor on board if someone's getting sick? Bang, that's me.
Is anyone in the house?
I am the Eucharistic minister. And then the light shines above my head.
So is that because the priest was swamped? Like it was a bigger service than expected? They needed extra hands on deck.
It was a full service. They only had one Eucharistic minister. They needed two for both aisles to be able to direct traffic both ways.
Tell me it's a Peter Parker situation where you rip off your clothes and you always have your robes underneath.
I've got my robes underneath. Then I walk to the altar and you've got to have right hand below left hand when you go and receive it. And then I hold it in my right hand. I go, body of Christ.
Do you remember your confirmation name?
Oh, no. Do you get confirmation?
Yeah, you remember when you do confirmation, you pick a saint with which to,
I think I was Saint Nick.
Saint Nick.
Yeah. No, so you weren't. Nick Alan Ducker.
Nick, that is something Ducko would do.
That is like that. Yeah. So you're the Sully of wafer thins. Yeah.
I don't understand
the pilot Sully that landed the plane in the Hudson.
We're gonna land it in the Hudson.
And he's handed it away.
Let's land this in the Hudson. That's me, baby. And the blood of Christ, which of course is the cheap Aldi red wine.
Yeah, is it actually wine? I thought it was just like water and some sort of Ribena.
It's watered down red wine.
Oh, it has actually.
So it can go further.
There you go. Of course. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. A 7-year-old has gone viral because her first communion came about.
She's gone what?
She's gone viral.
Viral.
Anyway, she went viral. She has had, 15 million views on TikTok.
Damn.
As a result of the footage from her first communion. So her parents very proudly filming the moment.
She's in that little white dress.
She takes the body of Christ. Yeah. So cute. Nibble, nibble, nibble. And then what happens is she gets the blood of Christ. So she gets the cup.
Yeah.
Takes a little sip. Oh, hold on. She goes back.
Oh, we've got a wine lover on our hands.
Hello.
For a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, hold on. So she's done the sip. She's done the mouthful. Then she completes the glass.
She just chugs it down.
This is a big chalice.
Are you telling me all her little schoolmates who were there getting their communion and started singing that song?
She's a piss pot.
What is it? She's a bastard.
So they say she tried to go to heaven, but she went the other way. She went down.
That's it.
Up.
So she was an early wine lover.
An early adopter.
Here's the thing. Her name's Stephanie Heidenbrink. It happened
Here's
in South
to
Dakota.
Steph. She's true blue.
And her mum said, why did you keep drinking? And she said, I don't know. She said, did you like the taste? And she said, no.
Just wanted to do it.
No, that's
and
problematic.
That is problematic. But it's also the start of a lot of our lives. Like, how many people tried beer for the first time and was like, oh, this is delicious. I need more of this.
Pretending to, like, going to a party when you're underage and having, like, 3 warm Coronas and being like, I'm drinking beer.
Yeah. This is so nice. Cool. You guys think this is nice too? Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Anyway, as a result...
Did they run out of the blood of Christ? Surely not.
Yeah, oh my God. So are there other children who now haven't communed?
I don't know.
Properly.
Oh, what do they do? What do they do in that situation, Eucharistic Minister?
I've never seen anyone run out of the blood of Christ. I mean, the blood flows deep into all churches.
Can you just take some more water and turn it into wine?
I guess they just go back and get the cheap Aldi, red wine and just
top up the chalice.
Top up the chalice.
Water. Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you, Steph. Hilarious. We'll play that at your 21st.
Yeah, I really hope there's a situation where all 3 of us are together at one time at a mass and they need a Eucharistic minister and I can turn to you guys and go, hold my, what am I having at church?
Hold my poo. Isn't that what they say in white chicks?
Sorry?
Say poo?
Isn't that what the line is? You know, in white chicks. Hold my poo? Isn't hold my poo?
I don't know.
You know what,
is it hold my boo?
Boo my sounds boo. More hold like it.
Right now, I've just formed a long playing troll on you.
Oh, poodle.
Poodle.
Hold my poodle.
Hold my poodle.
Oh, poodle. But listen, it sounds like poo in my brain. Oh, that's a BWS ad. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm going to do a long playing troll here on you, Ducko.
Okay.
So you're not going to know this, but for the next
few
years,
you want to hear this, though?
I'm going to become a Eucharistic minister.
And then
you're going to get the moment where we get asked and we're all together in church, finally. It'll be like 15 years down the track. You'll be like, haha, it's finally happened.
It's my time.
But you'll take so long because you'll take time to look at us and like nod and stuff like that. And then I'll stand up and go, yes!
And then you'll run down the aisle. I'm like, no! I'm the Eucharistic minister! And then we'll fight over it.
And your license will have lapsed. God will have removed
it. I don't know
stamp.
If my license have expiry dates on it either, because I became a Eucharistic minister in 2008 or 7.
Oh, 100%. If you haven't renewed that, it's like a boat license.
Oh, geez.
Listen.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you can really hear the
poodle, hold my poodle.
In my brain, I've remembered that as poo.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. He's holding a poodle.
I'll have a poodle, famously one of my least favourite dogs.
Yes, in
a bag.
And
we'll be at church, famously like none chicks. Of us ever go. I'll be like, hold my poodle! And I'll be like, I'm the Eucharistic minister, and then I'll give out a
poodle. How far along the rosemary beads will we be in the Hail Marys?
So many rosemary beads.
Nick, Jess and Duckos, 5 in 10.
Here's how this is going to work. We're going to give you 10 seconds to name 5 things on a topic that we give you. If you manage to do that in the time, well, you get yourself a family pass to the Lake Mac Food and Wine Festival. Bang. Search Fast and Loud Festival Lake Mac.
Yes, but you also go in the draw for that Call of Fame. And I did say maybe you forgot Mother's Day.
Mm.
You could re-gift the Call of Fame. It's a doozy.
It's a very good one.
Taylor from YE Point was quick on the phone. Taylor, did you forget Mother's Day?
Semi, yeah, I was working.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So Taylor needs a make good gift.
She does.
For mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Was your mum disappointed with you, Taylor?
A little bit. A little bit.
There's nothing worse than that.
Mum won't make you feel bad in the moment, but you'll see the side eye.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Okay.
And if the siblings, if you have siblings and they get her a gift and you don't, it's like,
guys,
we should be a team.
Yeah.
We should be a team.
Or it'll just be brought up in like 8 years' time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she'll forget something. It should be like, not like when you forgot Mother's Day in 2022.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Taylor, Nick is going to give you a category. He's going to say go, and then you're going to start. Comprende?
Yep.
Good girl.
All right, Taylor, in 10 seconds, I need you to name 5 hairstyles. Go.
Curled, ponytail, pigtails, flat, braid.
I mean, that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Are we allowing those?
I think so.
Curl,
like the braid, too different?
I mean, I would have known what to say if they said hairstyle. I would have said mullet, and that's about it.
You know what? There are so many variety of mullet. Yeah. You probably could have said that 5 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're all, you
octopus
can't put one mullet in a box.
Yeah.
Exactly. Taylor, ironic, that's how mullet. It's done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can take mum to the Fast and Loud Festival if you like, but you are in the draw for that Call of Fame prize also.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thanks, babe.
It's that easy.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
Jeez, I thought hairstyles was going to really trip them up.
Yeah, right? I was like, this will be hard. Good luck.
Mate, after Kieran yesterday got the bloody American states, your family, they're on.
Starting with Alaska. Also had Wyoming.
Yeah, he really went intricate, didn't he? Yeah. And then Jess said, why didn't you go Hawaii?
Yeah, I told you, Lilo and Stitch. But also, maybe he was thinking of Miss Congeniality.
Of course.
You know,
well, that's exactly what he was thinking.
They list all the states.
So true.
Lock that away in your noggin.
Surprised he didn't say world peace.
Yeah, no. Harsher penalties for parole violators.
Right now, we've done on the show before walking weird pets.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because we've seen cats.
I saw a rabbit. I saw a bunny. A rabbit in Hamilton getting walked.
There's a goat down at Throsby Creek that's well
Sensational.
Known.
Sensational.
Yes, the goat of Throsby.
Yes. Yep.
Now, I think, you know, you'd think you've seen everything. Like we said, rabbits, birds, cats.
Oh, the sheep on Newcastle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that lady that walks that big sheep.
Ramsbottom.
Ramsbottom ended up in the freezer, remember?
Oh, yeah. Ramsbottom died.
Jenny ate Ramsbottom.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Jenny, you psycho.
In Cairns, I saw somebody walking some kind of iguana or something.
Oh,
that's
that would have been a
Cairns.
Slow walk.
Yeah,
very slow.
Classic Cairns.
But how about this? A man has invented a machine so he can walk his goldfish.
Oh, they'll be grateful for the exercise.
Do you know, I did learn the other day, you know that whole thing about you got a memory like a goldfish?
Yeah.
Because their memory allegedly resets every 2 seconds.
Not true.
Not true.
No, is it not?
It's not true. Nah. So maybe this guy learnt this and thought, well, bro.
But Finding Nemo, they say that happens.
I know.
Dory and that's what.
I think Dory's the unique case.
Yeah. So how long does their memory last?
I don't think it's like longer than normal, but it's just like not that 2 second thing.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's totally untrue. And
where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Everyone thinks that.
Everyone thinks that. The stigma going around about goldfish. Mm. So that's probably why this guy's taking his pet goldfish
for
a stroll.
So he can see the sights.
Exactly. Because he'll remember them.
So is this like big robot legs on a goldfish with like a little head bobble that gets the gills water or what?
It's a pram built especially for the thing.
A pram.
Yeah, it comes with a battery-powered filtration system, an air pump for oxygen, and a cool lighting system. It's basically
according to who?
The tube, which has got the fish in it, and the fish tank on a pram, essentially.
Oh my God, it's a mobile fish tank.
It's a mobile fish tank pram. essentially.
Oh, my, and he's just wheeling him around.
And he's just wheeling it around.
Do you know what the goldfish's name is?
No, I don't know what the goldfish's name is. It's over in America.
Yep.
But then I was like, well, is sunlight even good for fish? And yeah, they do need exposure to sun. However, fish can get sunburned.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have to apply SPF 50?
I don't know. I mean, my dog Pam, you know, gets sunburned. There's dog cream.
Yes, but she's like, you know, not pale, but she's white
fair
fur.
Skin. But she ate the sunscreen that we provided to her.
So she misconstrued. She it's external use only, Pam. Yes. You can't ingest this product.
Idiot.
It's not going to give you sun protection if you eat it.
So fish can get sunburned, but also apparently the tanks can get too hot and they can overheat.
Oh, God, you cooked your fish.
So you can cook fish. The fish.
Yeah, we did that with neighbor's fish that gave it to us when they went away for 2 weeks.
You cooked the fish.
Why did you put it over the stove?
How'd you put it
near the window. It was in a Melbourne summer.
Oh,
and it got direct sunlight on it for many hours of the hottest parts of the day.
So Melbourne summer got to like 23.
I was about to say Melbourne summer is not that treacherous for a goldfish to be by a window, I would have thought.
It is if you're in like a big, big window.
Okay.
So he obviously can't be walking this little fish for too long then if it's getting burnt.
Wouldn't have thought.
If he has devised a contraption though, pram-like, to walk the fish, I feel like he's done his research.
Yeah, maybe he's got like a little cooling device as well.
Yep. That's true.
The little parasol, you know, like some of those prams have the little shade that comes up.
Oh, yes.
For like a bebe.
He can whack that over.
If he starts seeing old, I don't know, bubbles squinting, you know, needs a bit
bubbles
of shade.
Bubbles needs his shade.
Yeah. Does he have little, does he slip, slop, slap bubbles? Does bubbles have glasses on and a little hat?
Oh, you'd hope so.
And have allocated shade time.
Yeah, allocated shade coral that he goes under and hides. Producer Alex has typed in saying goldfish can remember things for at least 5 months.
5 months. There you go. We need to, if someone ever says something about goldfish memory too, you go, Nick Jess Ducko taught me. Yeah. 5 months.
That means all the ones you flush down the toilet.
Oh, they remember.
They remember that.
They remember. Aren't they dead if you flush them?
Yeah, they
but
should
after
be.
After 5 months,
that's a good call.
The grudge will be fine.
So true.
And it's time to get in Hamish from the newsroom to talk about this wild story that we're hearing about a diver that washed up on the shores of Newcastle's port. Can you tell us about it, please?
Yes, Hamish.
I'll turn your mic
Now I will talk. It does help the whole radio thing. This is a story that's been developing over the last couple of days. So what happened, Russ Tax, is that this a diver washed up off Kooragang.
Full gear.
In full diving gear and pretty advanced diving gear as well, too. One that's designed to sort of mask bubbles, so it's sort of very stealthy.
Mode.
Very 007.
Yes.
His body washed up at Kooragang along with $20 million worth of cocaine. Now, that led police to investigate a cargo ship that arrived here in the last few days from Argentina. And subsequent investigations of that have found, a lot more drugs in the sea chest on the side of the cargo ship, potentially worth $100 million.
Yeah, like outside of the actual tanker,
accessible.
Not with the cargo.
Yeah, so this is a
like
different
a barnacle
part.
Attached, but like actual equipment. Yeah,
it's not like RHS. it's actually this a part of the boat that actually involves cooling the engine, but it's accessible from outside the boat, the ship itself, and so that sort of begins to sort of give you an idea about what the diver might have been doing at the time, accessing this particular chest to extract the drugs. Now, there are concerns that there have been actual drugs that have left the ship and have made it to shore. So the police are concerned that this is part of a bigger operation, frankly.
Yeah, because you use the word diver singularly there.
Yes.
But we can see the statement from police being like, people usually don't scuba alone.
True.
No.
And even, I like this line from the cops, there's obviously safety protocols even with people involved in offending.
Yes.
So there may have been someone.
So when you're scubaing to get drugs, always bring a buddy.
Yes.
That's right.
You know? Yes, because they say, you know, it's dangerous to scuba at night, you've got to bring a buddy just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with, $20 million worth of drugs, you think it would be one bloke.
Still occupational health and safety.
Absolutely.
Things they have to observe.
There's a union.
And yes, that's right. You've got. not touching that.
A mule union.
Hey, they're people too, man.
Yeah, man.
They're going to make a living.
They are talking about the fact that there were two boats, an inflatable boat and basically runabouts that were spotted near this cargo ship at the time. So they are. That lends them to think that there might be more people involved.
This is wild.
It's a full operation on the shores of Newcastle.
Yes.
So piecing this together,
yep.
You know, I'd hate to speculate and stop me if I'm doing anything illegal here, but they've tried to access the bit on the outside of the boat. 50 kegs have fallen to the bottom of the ocean. They're like, Carl, get in there, go grab it. His scuba's faulty, couldn't find it.
Don't know.
Then,
Don't know the details
well,
of that
heavy.
Yet.
Well, it's heavy. How do you get that up?
50
well,
it'd be kilos. More buoyant under the water.
That's true. It just would. Drag it. Oh, well, yeah.
They'd have a full. They'd have something to get up. They'd have a full operation.
Well, yeah.
So did he get it all up, or is there still some down there?
Oh, no, there's still some down there. Well,
that explains why you saw all the people snorkeling yesterday.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's
a sudden passion.
What's with all the teenagers who are applying to get their scuba license in Newcastle? I don't get it.
I would have thought it would have been a very quick get it out.
Well, I presume that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Is there a clean-up
well,
effort, you know?
The police have to follow certain procedures in dealing with unknown substances.
Of course, they have
to take every precaution.
Right.
And of course, this does make you think. This is not the first time this has happened, sure.
No.
Because
no.
they did appear to know what they were doing. They were obviously organised. We can't speculate about how much of it comes here, but this is probably not the first.
For that level of equipment, as you say, this isn't just a hobby, you know?
Yeah. They certainly were organised. They were well organised, they were well supplied, and they knew what they were doing.
This screams movie. This screams movie, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do something with
it. He's trying to get a roll.
You're the actor, mate.
I'll play the scuba diver. Who sacrifices his life. You know? Anyway, thank you, Hamish.
Pleasure, guys.
Thanks for updating us. It's Klinga. Oh, man, Klinga.
This is the one that you put to your travel videos. What did you think it was, and then what was it? Hopefully they're different things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because
give us an example.
I thought it was quinoa. Turned out it was quinoa.
Ah,
wow.
And it was delicious.
We'd take the call.
We would take the call, but are you winning the float center prize? I don't know.
No. Thanks for calling, Beth. But yeah, no. Okay, so here's what happened. Friend of mine, Steph, she is a big, big dog fan. Massive dog fan.
Yes.
She sees one in the street. She has to ask respectfully. You know, can I pat your dog?
That's good. She asks. That's very nice.
And then she'll give it little boops and pats and hugs and whatever else. Well, she was in a cafe and she saw what she thought was the most adorable little chihuahua.
Oh, little baby.
Yep. Just sitting in the lap of somebody.
Yeah.
She went up to them and said, can I please pat your little chihuahua?
Also, chihuahuas aren't adorable in any circumstance.
Yeah, maybe she's got, you know, she's got an inner Paris Hilton. Big fan of the chihuahua.
Yeah.
Any dog.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know if I'm petting a chihuahua.
Nah.
Yeah.
At first glance, I think chihuahuas are often
overgrown rats.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't 100%. A rat, but it wasn't a chihuahua either.
Oh, what was it?
It was a blueberry muffin.
What?
Sorry?
How does it even remotely look similar?
What do you mean?
She thought that her little head was just poking up, right? It was just the head of a chihuahua. But it was just a blueberry muffin.
Oh, the old muffin chihuahua trick.
The muffin chihuahua trick. Chihuahuas have actually quite prominent ears, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, the pointy situation.
Yes.
What did she think the ears of the chihuahua were?
Maybe flat down. You know when they're like surprised and they're like, their little ears go down?
Flick all the way back.
Yeah.
So she went to the owner and was like, oh my God, can I please pat your chihuahua? And the owner's like, you want a bite of my muffin?
I don't know what the situation was after that.
Blueberry muffins often come in the little doily.
Yes.
That little thing.
But
what's that
often
called? The patty cake thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The patty pan.
The patty pan.
But chihuahuas are often dressed up. Maybe they thought it was a Jacobean ruff.
Very true. Very true.
For the
like
dog.
The chihuahua was late for its Romeo and Juliet rehearsal and needed to get.
He was doing his vocal warm ups too late.
Shakespeare Globe to do its performance.
Yeah. It's been the last 3 years.
To
get
be
cast
or not to be.
As Mercutio. And then.
And Steph just had to go, I've got to meet this chihuahua before it gets famous. Yes. Well, that's great.
Well, that's great.
So she thought it was a chihuahua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was actually a blueberry muffin.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Exactly what we're looking for.
Exactly. And I've told this story before, but a mate of mine got a chicken wrap, I won't say where from. And he thought that there was a dark bit of chicken.
No.
He thought that it was just a dark bit of
chicken. Make her vomit. Make her.
Okay. Oh, she's already going. I'm not even telling the story.
I haven't even told
you. No, but I know it. I know it.
All right,
my,
well, you
my
take
mind
your headphones
is
off because you've already. Jess is out for this bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a dark bit of chicken, so he started poking at it to try and get it out because he doesn't like the darker bits of chicken in his chicken. Yeah. Anyway, he kept poking at it and it wouldn't come, but he felt as though he had a bit of purchase on it.
Yes.
So pulled, 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 and then he heard a fizzing sound and it went.
What was it?
And a cyst.
Oh.
Exploded blood and pus all over his face, his shirt, his hair, everything. It exploded.
From in the chicken.
From inside the chicken. He thought it was just a dark little bit. It was a cyst.
Oh.
Jess, you can come back now.
It was a cyst,
Jess. I know that story. Listen, Kelly has said on Instagram, my auntie and I once chased an ice cream truck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Turned out it was an ambulance.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Imagine we're gonna get. How did you not know that?
Because the tune is a little bit different. Yeah, dun, I would have thought.
Is there two buttons in an ambulance? I haven't been in one. One siren, one green sleeves.
Maybe. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, da, da, da. You know, the ice cream truck's coming down.
One would crowd the road. One would clear the road.
You would think. I love that. Chased an ice cream truck. You know, they say ambulance chasers.
Yeah,
they actually were. Yeah.
What about Sky? Said a friend of mine thought she saw an injured dog on the side of Wharf Road on the way to work. She put on her hazard lights, got out. She made other drivers stop and move around it.
What a good Samaritan.
Yep. Mm. She approached the injured animal and she realised it was just a discarded, rolled up bit of carpet. So she kept going because she was too embarrassed and she gingerly picked it up, cradled it to the car, into the boot, drove off and then threw it out.
I love that. I love that she's put a show on to pick up, but then put it in the boot.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get you, sweet thing. Oh, brilliant. So 13, 10, 60. What do you think it was? And what was it?
And what was it? Oh, doy.
Give us a call. We'll do it next. Jess is in Toronto.
I apologize. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Jess, what did you think it was? And what was it?
Okay, well, it wasn't me, but it was a friend on her way to work driving across Stockton Bridge. Thought she saw a very helpless and hurt pigeon in the island there. She was very concerned and she called wires. They sent someone out to look and rescue the pigeon. And they called her back to let her know, like, thank you for your concern, but it was actually a stick.
How do you think a pigeon is a stick?
Yeah. Wow.
This isn't the first time. Producer Sophie, who used to be here, used to be our producer, she pulled over on the highway because she thought a bird was in the footwell of her passenger side.
Oh,
she wasn't wearing her glasses. And she called a friend to come, drove about 45 minutes to help her out, and it was like a bundled up pair of socks or something.
Because she had a bird phobia.
She had a bird phobia. I was like, how did you think it got in? And you didn't notice it flying. She's like, I don't know, but I panicked.
Yeah.
Had to call for assistance.
Didn't
well
think about
known
it. As a panicker.
Yeah.
Was producer.
A panicker under pressure. Oh, well, thank you, Jess. Thanks for the stick. That was a pigeon
That's
story.
That's great. Oh, I love it. It wasn't me. It was a friend. You lie. Yeah. It's definitely Jess.
It was Jess.
You wouldn't be the only one if you're one of the people who over the last 2 years has found it really difficult to be able to exercise and eat right the way that maybe you have pre-pandemic. Mm. It's very hard to stay motivated when there's a lot of other crap being fired at you from life.
Mm-hmm.
And so a TikToker by the name of Aaron MJ has a solution to if you can't fit in your jeans anymore.
Those are cute jeans.
Your cute jeans.
Okay. What's that from?
It's Kendall and Kris Jenner.
Those are cute jeans.
Your cute jeans.
It's the gals, you know, just having
it's
a chat about cute
from
jeans.
From Keeping Up. Are you not? Have you not kept up with the Kardashians?
I have not kept up with the
Kardashians. To be fair, they're Jenners. So
yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. How many seasons would I have to get through to be able to get back up with the Kardashians?
Well, what are we up to? Producer Snooze, 12? 14?
18?
Yeah. Been going for 20 years. I can't keep up. Let me just
20
check.
Years.
Going for a while.
Holy moly.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, so Aaron MJ has this idea. So what you need to do, and here's where the problem might lie if... maybe you've had a really tough 2 years, I guess, and things have gotten a little bit out of hand, is you've got to get into the jeans first.
Yeah.
So you've got to get into your jeans, no matter how tight, and be able to button and zip them up.
Well, jeans are expensive. Yeah. I want to go buy new jeans, you know.
No, and everyone has their, like, when you find a good pair of jeans that you like, that once
that make your
a time
butt
fit
look
you.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You never want to get new ones.
I'd rather lather myself in butter than, you know, give up on a jean.
Yeah.
There are ways.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Know?
Okay, so once you're
is
in...
Is that the hack that I just lather butter?
Lather yourself in butter, no.
Just slip on in.
But
slip on in.
Yeah.
As long as you can get into it. 21 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, by
Thank
the way,
you.
According it's to producer's news. All you got to do is then jump into a warm shower while wearing the jeans.
Oh.
Totally soak them. Now, apparently what happens is the warm water helps them expand on your body while you wear them.
So, ostensibly, I can't get them up. So what, they're just around my thighs at this point?
No, you've got to button them up and zip them up.
But if I can't get them up, how?
But you know when it's just like, I could do these up, but it will be painful all day.
Oh, okay. Mm. They're squinching too much.
They're squinching way too much.
Okay.
You've got to get them on.
All right.
So what happens then is, it kind of relaxes the denim a little bit, this warm water. Here's the catch, though.
Right.
You've then got to wear them until they're dry.
And jeans famously dry so quickly.
Yep.
What?
So
what?
Yeah. So for the rest of the day, you cannot take them off.
Okay. And you can't sit down, I guess, on some sort of material couch.
You're getting the blow dryer out, just blow drying your jeans.
No, but that'll ruin it as well. Because that'll make it contract again. So you just let it naturally dry over the whole course of the day. However, at the end of that, 10 out of 10 recommend showering in your jeans, says Aaron MJ.
Yeah.
The front button was easier to do. The jeans were more comfortable. And she even, to make them extra comfortable, put a couple of pads around her thighs once it started loosening up to be able to further loosen off the jeans.
Right.
Pads?
As in like?
Like little
like
slides.
Pads?
Like little cardboard slides in her thighs.
Almost like a shin pad.
Almost like a shin pad.
Thigh pad.
To try and further expand the jeans so they were more comfortable for
does
her.
Does this fix it for good or does it fix it just for that wear and then you take them off and you
do
it all again?
And
go shower again.
Because that's
I
like
think
a full
we're living
day
in
process.
The jeans from then on.
Or do you just spot that wet look? You know what I mean? Oh, you get that wet denim look. Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you can do the wet hair, you know, that slick back.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite famous on some runways. Yeah. Slick back. Like you've just walked out of the ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So just get in the shower wearing your jeans.
Yep. And then wear them for like, I don't know, 24 to 72 hours.
So if you see some portly people with wet jeans going around, you're like, eh, you've been on TikTok.
That's right.
Been on TikTok. You've been watching RNMJ.
You get it.
You know what's good.
Okay.
Listening to The Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, they wouldn't think, they even listen to Nick, Jess, and Duck.
That's right, exactly.
Even listen to Gilly's life hack.
Yeah.
About wet jeans.
Very handy. I mean, I get it. I got some junk in the trunk, you know.
You do.
Sometimes I need to expand my jeans out. I tried to get into my skinnies that I used to wear when I was in a band a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to see that photo.
I know, I'd like to.
Scene. Black skinny jeans.
Yeah, black skinny jeans.
What'd you wear up top?
I picture a Guns N' Roses tee, but he's cropped it, so he's got a little bit of flesh.
You see that midriff?
Little bit of midriff.
And then he's got a denim or a leather jacket with like a skull on the back.
I love that. And one of those love hearts with the arrow that says mom slapped on the shoulder.
It was a Gunner's t-shirt, and I did cut
actually,
it.
Actually.
Classic.
That is classic. I cut it in a different spot. I cut the sleeves off.
Yeah, baby.
Look, I bet you didn't even cut it. I bet you ripped it with your teeth.
Oh, pretty much. I just like hacked away at it.
What was your favorite song you created back then in that day? Like, your phase.
Probably Pixelation.
How did that go?
Yeah. You have to sing it.
I didn't know it was you. Oh,
because it was pixelated?
Where
like,
was
you couldn't
the
see them?
Oh.
Oh, that's all you didn't know was them?
Oh, it was blurry.
This was Gilly's when they just got TV.
Yeah, that's, of course.
So he's like, what's on the screen? It's
you know,
so pixelated.
His older brother's there with the aerial, the coat hanger aerial.
The funny
to get
is.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au. Some Sastraya vision is trending on the socials at the moment, boys.
Yes.
Ducko, we're going up to the NT, please.
That'd be my pleasure.
See you in the NT.
This vision looks like something out of Crocodile Dundee, but it actually happened. We'll share the vision on Nick, Jess, Ducko ASAP, okay? There is a fisherman. Yeah. He's with another guy there, and he's reeling in a metre-long barramundi.
Whoa,
it's
a big barra.
Of a fish.
I don't know a lot about barramundi.
It's a huge
Feels
fish. This is all happening in Kakadu National Park, or as Barack Obama likes to call it.
Kakadu National Park.
So he's...
one more time, Barack.
Kakadu National Park.
He's reeling in the barramundi, and everyone's like, wow, look at that big fish. All of a sudden, what's common in Kakadu National Park? Crocs.
Oh, yes.
And Croc sees his lunch being dragged away by a petty human. So the croc goes, I won't be having any of this. Starts making its way towards the barramundi. So this guy's reeling it in. He grabs the fish. There's a bit of a tug of war with the barramundi still on the line. The croc's going for it. It's a whole thing. In the hubbub, a hat, apparently it's the guy's son's hat, gets flicked off and it gets starting inching towards the water, towards the croc.
Oh, no.
So the dad goes for the hat. He wants to save the son.
Has he got the barra at this stage?
Well, this is the thing. In all the fray, he's still reeling. The hat's getting closer and closer. Then you can hear people screaming because they're watching now all the action.
Yeah.
Get out of the way! Woo! Let him have it! Let him have it! Let him have it!
Unclear whether they're talking about the fish at this point or the hat.
Yeah.
Or the hat.
What's more important? Is it the perfect bucket hat or is it the fish?
This is exactly right. It is a bucket hat. It looks like it's been around the block a few times. But, you know, we've all got a favourite piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Apparently, when the father went to get the hat, came back and the guy's gone, what are you doing, mate? I've got 15 hats at home. I've only got one, father. Don't worry about the hat. But, oh, my God, all action and drama up in the NT. Absolutely wild stuff.
Especially because, like, once the barra's been bitten, Like, is it useful to you?
Oh,
you're not
good
going
question.
To the Kakadu local fancy restaurant and ordering the whole barra. It's like the tail's half chewed off.
Tail's half gone.
Yeah, a bit of a discount on this one, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
it's had a croc bite into it.
Yeah.
And does it infect the rest of the fish? Or yes, but you could just sever off that
you
part.
You could. Yeah.
Just like a bit
feel...
of dirty cheese. You know, when the cheese gets hard on the outside, you just cut off the end.
I had this argument with my husband the other day. He goes, the Parmigiano's got bloody mould on it. I said, just cut that bit off.
Yeah.
Keep using it. He goes, nah, the whole thing's bad. I went, wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Dr. Carl has said that if there's any mould on any part of bread or cheese, the rest of it probably is bad.
He's a hack, though.
Oh,
Dr.
yeah,
Carl.
No. He's a couple of cows
stuff
in
him.
The bin.
Trending right now.
And just quickly, great story from the Duluth police. They're involved in a 6-hour standoff on Sunday.
Are you expecting us to know where Duluth is?
In the States.
Thank you.
I know what Duluth is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
the Duluth police in St. Louis County. Am I helping you out here?
Yes, sure.
Sure.
Oh, Duluth.
Oh, Duluth.
I get it.
Duluth.
We're going to Duluth. Right.
Anyway, so what happened was, police, you know all about standoff. So they've set up a tactical response team, crisis negotiators, all ready to go. They've set up a perimeter around the entire place. They've even evacuated the apartments all surrounding this one residence where they need to get this guy and bring him in.
Fugitive.
Yes. 6 hours they stand there, guns poised, snipers on the roof, I assume, having the crosshairs ready on the front
door.
Oh my
God, was there like 15 hostages or something?
No, they just had a warrant out for his arrest, but obviously because he's not responding to the knocks on the door.
America.
Yeah.
America. Then, he probably just like illegally stole something from like a local supermarket
100%.
Or something.
We've gone from Australia
Get
to
him.
America.
Yeah,
America.
We really
this is what's trending in the two different countries. Yeah.
Anyway, wasn't answering the door, so obviously they build up their numbers. Anyway, so they've been there for 6 hours at this stage waiting for him to either, you know, break. Maybe they'll weed him out. He'll run out of food eventually, whether it takes weeks, months, whatever. He'll run out and he'll have to come out hand between his legs. Anyway, they've been trying to call him to get in contact with him with these crack team of negotiators. At about midnight, 6 hours later, they get through to him.
Okay.
And he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm out and about. Where are you guys? At my house. They had a standoff for 6 hours at an empty house.
At an empty house.
And then he's like, oh, I didn't know I had a warrant out. Yeah, I'll come in.
Very good.
It can't have been anything that bad
very
then.
Good.
Sure, it's like it's not obviously not like murder or something.
No.
Like if he's just popping back in.
It was the discharge of a firearm, but I don't think anyone was hurt.
And that's classic America also.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
He probably had a desk pop. You know what I mean? It's probably his first desk pop. He let it off in the office. You
he's
know?
Got a wooden gun now.
Had an interesting conversation with my PT yesterday because I told you at the start of the week after my week off grid.
Mm-hmm.
Which was more of a digital detox, I realised I also have abandoned antiperspirant, deodorant. Because the natural one I was using was irritating me.
Is that what that is?
And I,
you stink.
And
I was like, I swore I wore deodorant today.
I threw it in the bin.
Yeah, how's the BO
no,
going?
Don't, Joe, because I seriously said to you, if it does become an issue, then you can say something. But if it doesn't become an issue, then don't joke.
I don't know if you want this broadcast, but there is something different about today.
Yeah, is
the, over here.
Okay, see, I'm not as close to Jess in the room, so I can't smell as much.
Don't cry wolf.
I'm not. Because
well, I'm trying to.
I'm just going to check me.
Let's all check each other, and then, it's not me. I wore deodorant.
No, I'm clear.
This is a clean top, and I'm clean, so it's.
Nick, smell.
I'm just going to sidle over.
Smell
I'm
her pits. Smell her pits.
Do I have permission to come close to
can
you?
Can I just share with you my thought and the conversation I had with my trainer? Then we can get to this, because it might
pit,
add to
smell,
it.
Pit, smell.
It might add.
You tell the tale.
All right.
Okay.
You do this
the
in whatever
conversation
order you like.
Was because she said to me, what do you want to train today? I said, well, my lower back is a bit tender. I slept a bit funny. Can we do upper body?
Mm.
She was like, absolutely. But then I realized upper body training usually involves lifting your arms up and over your head.
Yep.
And PT, when you do any sort of gym, you would hope to get a little bit worked up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through, I kind of went, oh, I don't use deodorant anymore. I feel like I should tell this woman who is very close to me in this exercise forum.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, look, by the way, I just wanted to flag with you. I've stopped using deodorant. I don't think it should be a problem. But if it is, like, I don't know. I just want you to know I know. So don't go around talking behind my back. She was like, she's like, well, obviously I wouldn't ever talk about my clients being stinky.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, because really, even if you did actually, I'd be happy with you going, oh, Jess smells, but she's funny. Do you know what I mean? I just don't think.
I can put up with her because she's kind of funny, but the stink.
Exactly. We have great laughs. We have great chats. Sometimes I'm manipulated a bit too much, so I get a bit more of a rest break. We have a great laugh and a great time.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of like, it's not the worst thing in the world as long as it's buffered by a nice compliment.
Yep.
I actually wouldn't have too much of an issue being like, oh, that Jess girl,
bit smelly. But at least she's nice, generous, funny, kind, a great mate, loyal, you know, can tell half a story.
Yeah, you don't want a double bad, like, oh, geez, that just is a bit smelly. But at least she embezzles money from friends.
So true.
Well, that exactly. That you know? Bum, you're out. Two strikes, you're out. Yeah, you don't even get a third go. Exactly. But it was just an interesting combo that I thought, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I know for some people, that rumour going around behind your back would be, that'd be awful.
It'd be written on the back of toilet doors at some places.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, but yeah. We should check the toilet doors here, actually, in the building.
Yes.
Just in case.
Just in case people are taking a Sharpie. Oh,
He smudged it with his left hand.
But yeah, I just thought it was a real, I don't know, growth for me to be like, worst things in the world.
Are you trying to do that thing where you nip it in the bud early to get out of the way?
See, so it's like, I say it, you can't talk about it behind my back because I know.
So you come on the radio and tell all of Newcastle and the Hunter that you know right now you're stinky.
It's like I remember seeing your mate Rebel Wilson do interviews where, you know, back in the day when she'd go for auditions, she would make jokes about her weight because she always thought, I'm going to make jokes.
Right.
Actually, maybe it was her character in Pitch Perfect, not the actual girl. Whatever. There was something about Rebel Wilson saying, I'm going to make jokes before you people do.
Yeah, that's a line from Pitch Perfect.
It's a line from Pitch Perfect.
But also, but yesterday, Rebel said it, I feel it. Yeah. I had to go pick up some skirting board for the new house at a hardware store, but I did it after. Straight after doing.
Funny you use skirting board as the example, like the most feminine of the architectural pieces.
But I did it straight after doing Pilates. So I was wearing the little grippy socks, some board shorts, a singlet and Birkenstocks and walked in and I had to go because like a guy, you know, backing a forklift around, a guy strapping some lumber to a ute. And I'm like, I know I look pretty cool, guys, but I just came from Pilates, which didn't seem to
appeal to
anybody.
You could have taken the Pilates socks off and just worn the Birks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The grippy socks don't scream, you know, macho, macho man.
They're bright blue as well.
But look at you, you know, changing the stigma.
Yeah.
You know, so, removing the stigma, I should say.
Let's get down to business. Gilly, smell her pits.
Do I have to lift my arm up?
Absolutely.
You want that?
It needs to be a full test.
Now I'm nervous.
Well, I mean, if you stink, you stink. You've got to roll with it. You've told everyone. No one can make fun about it.
So right.
I feel pretty weird doing this.
This is weird. Mate. We are close.
I ate food out of your mouth on my first day here.
That's true.
Like a baby bird. So here we go. Jess is lifting up her armpits. Gilly's going in.
You know what? I thought there was something in the air.
Yeah.
And where I am, which is about a meter and a half away.
You thought it was me.
I thought it was something. The smell didn't worsen as I got closer, which would suggest that it's not you.
Great. Aww. It's just something in the air?
That sucks.
Do you want me to smell? You're in very close quarters with me too, babe.
Yeah, but like it'd be hilarious. I want to start running on the toilets at work and just be like, Jess stinks.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
You get way too much use out of that little bit of audio. Way too much use.
Who's more famous? Tell me who's more famous.
We're talking the Davids today.
Ooh.
There's a lot of Davids.
There's so many Davids. I've just noticed one coming up in the song list.
Yes.
David Guetta.
Oh, David Guetta. He didn't even get a look in.
Doesn't get a look in. Honourable mention.
Honourable mention to David Guetta, David Spade, David Bowie, David Hasselhoff.
Love Joe Dirt.
Oh, Joe Dirt.
Great. What about Copperfield?
David Copperfield.
David from the Bible.
David from the Bible, yes.
Chappelle. He was trending recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Letterman.
Dave Letterman.
Someone
there's so many.
Chuckled him on stage.
Really?
Not Letterman. Chappelle.
Chappelle?
But we need you on the phones, 131060, because we're asking, who is the most famous David?
All right, who we got on the podium?
Oh, mate, we've got some doozies on the podium today. We've got the one and only Attenborough.
Bumblebees have a particular problem.
I mean, that's big.
We love Attenborough. Huge. He's doing great stuff for the world.
We've got David Beckham.
Most people think they're great dancers when you're up there dancing.
Yes.
I love Bex.
Yeah, and of course, everyone's least favourite Friends character, David Schwimmer, who plays Ross.
Pivot!
Wild revelations during the Friends reunion that he was the like glue of the cast.
He's the glue of the cast. Absolute glue of the cast.
Unlikable character. Yeah. Do we like the bloke?
I
don't know too much about him.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, I think so.
He was in the Will and Grace reboot. And he also played a jerk. Yeah, Grace started dating him.
He was the lawyer in the O.J. Simpson telly movie that came out.
You know who he was? Robert Kardashian.
He was too.
Yes, Kim's dad.
Yes. But 131060, we need to know. I mean, who are you guys off the bat? I'll give you some facts, but who are we going for?
I've got to go Bex.
You're going to go Bex?
I love Attenborough, no disrespect, but I think Beckham again has transcended the sporting field, which obviously put him onto the public notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
But everything he does, he's so hot. He's married to the Spice Girl. No. Now the kids are making headlines. So the name Beckham to me is the most famous.
Nah, David Attenborough, easily the most famous, and won't hear a word otherwise. All right, a couple of reasons. First of all, he's about 90, I think, still going. And the generations now that are listening to 90-year-old David Attenborough love him. The generations when he first started, like 70 years ago, love him. So he spans the entire population worldwide. And second, he held the title for a while for the fastest person to gain 1 million followers on Instagram.
Yes.
Now behind Rupert Grint.
I was about to say, didn't Ron knock him off? How famous could he be?
Yeah, but he beat Ron Jennifer Aniston, if we're talking friends. He beat the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
But what about David Schwimmer? Ross on Friends, the biggest sitcom show of all time. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But I'll go through some stats with you. Okay. So let's go net worth game, shall we? Coming in with the least at $25 million, David Attenborough.
Yeah, but he's not doing it for the money.
No. And he's done, and that's from books and docos, which I think is harder to make
the
money from.
I can imagine him being like, cut my pay the guy on the lighting more. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He seems like such a good man.
He doesn't like pay that tree.
You know? That tree.
He's the star of the
show.
Get
that tree some friends. Yeah. Let's replant some trees.
Coming in second, which I think is pretty good considering he probably hasn't done a lot since Friends, is David Schwimmer with $100 million.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Ross from Friends, net worth.
$100 million.
Wow.
They're getting over $1 million an episode by the end, I think.
By the end of last
season.
Plus,
they'll be getting mail money from, like, Netflix owns it now.
Yes. He'll always be okay.
Yeah.
David Beckham, combined with his wife, though, I couldn't find separate, but $450 million.
Damn.
It's a bit of coin.
I'm sure she's bringing a lot to that pie,
yes.
But that's a lot of money.
Vicky would have more than half of that.
Instagram following, Attenborough's got 5.7 million.
Wow.
As you mentioned, he first broke the record, fastest to 1 million, in 4 hours and 44 minutes. David Schwimmer has 6.7 million on Instagram.
Schwimmer has more followers than Attenborough.
Yep. And David Beckham, 72.9.
Yeah, because he's the hottest man alive.
Yeah. He's a good-looking rooster.
He's aging well, too.
He's like a nice red wine, isn't he?
Amen.
Let's go favourite songs. 13, 10, 60 to get involved, though. David Attenborough, he loves a bit of folk music.
He would.
This fits, doesn't it?
This like Spanish.
I was going to say this is from the hills of Barcelona.
The Bex. The Bex loves a bit of the Stones.
Stones.
He chose this as the Rolling Stones song.
This is his favourite song.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't choose
he
it.
He chose David this as the Beckham Rolling Stones song.
I don't choose the music. And then, of course, David Schwimmer.
No, David Schwimmer.
No, I'm joking. He actually couldn't find a favourite song for him.
I'm sure this
is
his favourite.
He's very familiar in all the interviews, so we've just gone for the Friends theme.
Absolutely. I'm sure he loves it. It's made him all his money.
Yes. Mm. But 13, 10, 60. Who's the most famous David? Is it Attenborough, Beckham or Schwimmer? Give us a call. We've got some more fun facts after the song as well.
Do we?
Oh,
you got favourite food?
I've got favourite food.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, Beckham's favourite food is My Hero.
Oh.
We've got after David Guetta on hit. We're talking David Attenborough going up against David Beckham, up against David Schwimmer, Ross from Friends.
Who is more famous? Yeah. I mean, Instagram would hand it to Beckham on a platter.
Yes. Did he win our Instagram poll?
Well, sorry, I meant followers.
Oh, yes.
But
absolutely.
I believe that
he
is
has the most followers.
That is a great question.
72.9 million followers Beckham has.
Attenborough on our personal poll is currently leading.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've run you through some facts. 13, 10, 60 to get involved. Shall I give you their favourite food?
Please.
Okay. David Attenborough, he's a vegetarian.
Of course.
He likes red wine and Mars bars.
He's just an everyday bloke. He's just a knockabout bloke.
Just having the reduced size Mars bars.
Having a Mars and a red. David Beckham, I love this. So he's like baked beans on toast, which is classic British, but packet of salt and vinegar chips.
Crinkle cut? Does it specify crinkle
cut? It doesn't.
I'm sure it's crinkle cut.
Who's having the thins?
No one's having thins.
Which I just love so much.
Love that.
David Schwimmer, I mean, this fits. A pork shank. Righto.
A pork shank?
Yeah, that's his favourite
David.
Food. I know. Fun facts, David Attenborough, he's the most travelled human being in history.
Oh my God, I'd love to see his passport.
I know.
There wouldn't be any blank space.
No. He's the winner of a BAFTA, which is a British Acting Film and Television Award, in black and white and colour. The only person in the world. So he's been around for that
has
long.
Has he been to, how many countries are there? 206 or something?
Something like that.
Has he been to all of them?
I don't know if he's been to all of them. I tried to find how many he'd been to specifically, but I think even he has lost count.
Yes.
He's got 32 different degrees.
What?
Yep. He won a stare-off competition with a mountain gorilla once.
Fantastic.
And if he could be any animal, this is my favourite. He says his soul animal is a sloth. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
I mean, that's just—it's just brilliant.
It's just great.
David Beckham quickly chose his number 23 in his jersey after Michael Jordan, his favorite athlete of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John is his kid's godfather.
Oh, really?
All of them?
All of them, yeah.
Wow.
Didn't know that. I mean, I suppose you can't have Elton as the oldest and then not give Elton to the
others.
True,
but that's so rude because I'm pretty sure Elton got Gaga to be his kid's godmother.
Oh.
Never heard Beckham being Elton's kid's godfather.
Didn't return the
favour.
Thought
it was a bit of a tit for tat.
Yeah.
And Victoria's nickname for him, his wife Victoria, Vic Becks, her nickname is Golden Balls. Take of that with what you will, I don't know.
Fantastic.
David Schwimmer, he only had $20 to his name when he got the role of Friends. We know they worked the show around him. He'd worked with the producers before. They wrote that role of Ross for him. And he wanted to be a doctor, didn't want to be an actor. He's actually quite intelligent,
he
apparently.
He fell into acting.
Yeah.
Onto the biggest show, most well-paid show.
Well, he's drama teachers at school. I really think you should be an actor. He did a few things, wasn't making any money. He was, I'm going to quit. And then Friends got written for him. Bang, see you later.
See you later. The rest is history.
Yeah. So we go to Dean. We go to Dean and Raymond Terrace on 13 10 60. Who's the most famous, David, Dean?
I've got to say Attenborough.
What's your rationale there, Dino?
Who else would you really rather commentate your life? Is what I've got to say.
It's very true.
Oh, I'd take him or Morgan Freeman, but we're not asking who's the most famous Morgan.
No, we're not.
There's only one.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Dean. Your vote has been cast. Lisa's in East Maitland. Lisa, who's the most famous, David?
It's got to be Beckham, right?
It's got to be old Golden Balls.
Seriously, he's got the whole package. You've got the Armani underwear on, stuff with socks.
Yeah.
And then you've got the little accent when he opens his mouth as well.
I would argue
David Attenborough's voice and accent is pretty good.
Well, I mean, but Lisa's saying more iconic.
Like,
most
people think they're great dancers when you're up there dancing.
Yes.
Do you like that or do you like...
Bumblebees have a particular problem.
That's funny, both...
Everything about him is sexy until he opens his mouth.
Okay.
Love it,
Lise. Shots fired. Thanks, Lise. Noah and Tanya are from Nelson Bay. Good morning. Who do you think is more famous of the Davids?
David Schwimmer.
Noah,
thanks, Noah.
You're a Friends fan. You sound young to be a Friends fan.
Yeah.
I think Mum might
Ross
be singing
is your
the vote.
Favorite. Yeah,
or might be a fan of his cameo in episodes or, that show that
maybe.
Matt LeBlanc did.
Or is that Mum Tanya? Is that your favorite, David Schwimmer?
Look, it's actually my daughter's favourite.
Okay.
She had to get out of the car to go to school.
Mum, make sure you vote.
Cast a vote on it. Thank you. Thank
Noah
you. Your vote has been cast.
Mum, you both got a vote for David Schwimmer for me.
Andrew's in Cooks Hill. Andrew, who is the most famous David?
Well, I can't believe you didn't have the Hoff, but
yes.
I'm going to vote for Mr. David Attenborough because he's just... So noble.
Oh, isn't he?
And we should have had the Hoff. That's an oversight now on our behalf.
he got an honourable mention.
He did. That means they won a piece by Attenborough. So if Attenborough gets the next one, he wins. Otherwise, we've got to keep going. So we go to Evie and Raymond Terrace. Who is the most famous David?
David Attenborough.
Hey.
Yes. Why, Evie?
Because he's a well-known documentary person.
Can't poke holes in that.
That is sound.
He's a well-known documentary person.
That's right. I mean,
bang.
Yep. I would have said the others are also well-known.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many documentaries has David Schwimmer made?
Yeah, so true.
I'm unaware
how many. Do your research. Come back to me.
Evie, do you find Attenborough sexier than Beckham or the other way around?
None of them, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you don't find David Beckham sexy?
No, I don't.
It doesn't float her boat.
No.
Who do you find sexy, Evie?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Do not know.
Who'd she say?
She said, do not know.
Oh, do not know.
No one.
Then no one. Well, there you go. David Attenborough takes it out.
Well done, David. Well deserved, absolutely.
Well deserved, yeah. Iconic voice.
The sloth.
The sloth.
The sloth spirit animal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like Hasselhoff came in fourth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually right before our holiday, right before our little week off we had. I went to Sydney for a mate who lives there. He is getting married.
Yeah, we didn't allow this trip.
No, that's
right. You've gone against us because that was your wedding anniversary.
Yes, on the
Sunday.
I was
waiting for you to bring this up so we could, give you a spanking.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't like that. No.
Tar and feather him.
I went to Sydney for a mate. He was announcing us all as his groomsmen. So we all basically just just a reason for the boys to get on the turf.
Very cute.
We all flew in from different parts of the world. I obviously drove to Sydney from Newey. Some people came from Brisbane. Some came from Melbourne, whatever. Just to announce us as his groomsmen, which isn't a common thing to do, to get them all together to do that.
But it's nice.
Chicks do that. It's very common. You get them around the table and then you present them with a little box
of
goodies.
Well, that's why he did it, right? Because his partner was doing it. And he's like, well, I want to do it. And he acted to her because she told all our partners that he really wanted to be sentimental. And then when we were all there, he was acting like he didn't, you know, because we rocked up.
Oh, try to act a bit cool.
Yeah, yeah. We rocked up to this restaurant and it was like a little, like, there's cards with our name on it. It was like, will
you
be my
tire, whatever, you loser.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I don't even know about these cards. Like, yeah, righto, mate. But something interesting happened at the catch up. Something that my friends and I had never spoken about before, but obviously entering that stage of life where it was just weird. It was like a real transitional phase. So we're obviously all there, three beers deep, all starting to bloat. So everyone's like, should we get off beer? Used to be helpful.
Get onto vodka waters.
Yeah, yeah. A nice red before to go down with our steak. Before, you know, we'd all just used to have like punished beers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, because we're all in our 30s now, and we were talking about having kids. Everyone, I'm pretty sure, has partners or has had partners for a long time. But we're talking about, you know, that next phase, the next chapter. And then we all said, like, oh, I'm probably going to try and have kids, you know, next year, the year after, I'm going to have this year. Like, everyone's going around the table sort of starting to say it, a bit looser, I suppose, a bit of liquid courage going around. And then someone dropped in the, if I can have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I found it so interesting how quickly, myself included, we're all to go, as males, yeah, I've never had myself checked. I don't know if my swimmers will swim.
Okay, the mobility.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't really unless you start thinking about it.
Unless you've had an incident before, you've gotten someone pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
It's funny, my husband, before he had back surgery last year, he actually said to his GP, can I get a little test? Can I do some sort of check?
Yes.
To see where I'm at? I don't know why he wanted to do it before the back surgery to see if there was maybe a difference after the surgery.
Right.
And the GP actually said to him, no, unless you're having an issue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why would we check now? Yeah, come back to me if there's a problem.
Well, that's weird. It's
so
one of those things.
Why would you? Yeah, why would any of you have been able to check?
It's like that hypothetical question. If you could find out when and where and how you die, would you want to? And for me, I mean, very different, but for me, like, I don't want to know if I'm infertile just yet until that point in my life has to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a real something that I've started thinking about a lot. And I thought I was alone. Like, I was like really thinking about it. Starting to think about it a bit because Morgan and I have talked about having kids eventually, not right now, but then you start to go, what if there's issues? Obviously, there can be issues on both parties.
Yep. Yeah.
But you think about yourself, like, what if my guy have issues? And I'd feel so bad to my partner if it was me and not her. But to see all my friends come in unison and be like, oh, I've been thinking the same thing.
I've had no one to talk about it with.
And, yeah. And they really hadn't. It was like the first time we'd all broached it, this like meant to be loose lads lunch, and we're all talking about whether our swimmers will work or not.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and it is one of those things, I know particularly for gentlemen, there are a lot of sort of environmental factors at play. I mean, you know, diet, exercise, all those things can affect mobility. Of swimmers, but even how tight your undies are.
Oh.
Do you know what
is
I mean?
That a thing,
that's
it?
A thing,
yeah,
100%.
There's a lot of things that can very subtly.
Yeah, and I know you're a fan. We've seen the undies you're wearing today, Ducko, because you showed us
on.
Before you've got
they
DDs.
They're very tight around the guys.
So these are sort of conversations, at least if you're starting to have them with the boys, you can start talking about things maybe we put into play, i.e. silk boxer shorts.
And is it like things like how much you drink?
Absolutely.
I'm sure they're all factors that do participate.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want some advice.
Yeah.
You know.
Shoot for the stars and hope for the best.
Here we go. He's going to talk about twins. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
one of each.
I wouldn't be surprised if my friend started calling me one try two guys because of my track record.
You don't have two down in your, no, you're good.
Yeah. But one try, two guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Had twins. Yeah. First try. I can take you through.
Yeah, how to do it.
My, you know, months leading
had
up.
Had you ever been checked before you?
No.
So you didn't know. You and Georgia didn't know. You were just going for it.
Yeah.
And then you spat out too.
Did we have to say going for it?
And but yeah. You were spat out. But I'd like to bring it back to the undies choice.
Okay.
We've seen Gilly's undies also.
Yeah, they're
multiple times. They
holy
are holy
and sad. Yep.
There's great plenty ventilation, is what I'm hearing. Ventilation.
Oh, no.
They're kept cool.
Not a lot of elastic.
Not a lot of.
Not a lot of support.
They're not bunched up in there.
Yeah. I'm now worried.
My
boys. Now I feel like my boys are like sucking up inside of me, like nervous. You know what I mean?
It's a tight house you keep them in, Dale. It's a tight house. So next time you get the boys together, maybe bring Gilly on as the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
I'll bring.
He can show you the holy bond that he's been rolling around for 12 years.
Tell us his secret. I'll bring an overhead projector, one of those ones where you have to write on the transparent paper.
Right, then
I'll draw a few slides.
Then he'll start talking about tadpoles and eggs and stuff. Like, no, mate, I don't want to know how it happened. I just don't know what your secrets are.
He'll bring the book that he's read to the children you know, about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, are there any secrets? You know, it's like people say, like, the key to old age is red wine. Like, do we have, like, a key food or a key ingredient aside from the saggy undies?
Good question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The key to healthy and good swimmers that are going to work every time is?
Go to an awards ceremony, have too much to drink, and then be in Melbourne. There you go.
Okay.
The consummation evening.
What was it after the radio awards?
Produce a snooze.
I found out some food items that can boost your sperm count.
Go for
it. Spinach, banana, asparagus.
This is your diet.
I have that every day.
Oh, did I say eggs? Eggs and walnuts.
I have those every day.
You had walnuts the other day.
Yeah.
All right, up your walnut intake because you're eating all the others regularly.
Spinach and bananas daily.
Gilly, how much of those were you knocking? How many walnuts were you cracking at your desk?
Had a lot of almonds.
Oh, almonds is twins. That's what it's for twins.
Maybe it's for twins. Oh, if Ducko comes in for breakfast and he's just got a dry bowl of walnuts with a spoon, we'll know he's having a crack.
And I'm wearing boxer shorts. Hit 106.9 10K Alphabet. So desperate for this money to go. You know how it works. 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice if you're unsure of the question. Just say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today. From Maitland, we've got Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Amy. Now, we've heard that you've got a certain thing that you do with Alpha Bucks with your fam. What is it?
Yeah, so I usually record myself on my drive to work. Sometimes it's really good, sometimes it's shocking, so we'll see what happens.
What do you do when it's really good?
Yeah.
When it's really good, I just show it off.
You guys see, I could have won today, guys.
Yeah, put it on Instagram story.
Good one.
If you win today, Amy, what will you do with the moolah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I might go on a holiday, share it around, you know.
Oh, don't share it. Take it.
She has to say that because she's just texted all her family. Today's the day.
Yeah. Like, bit of pressure on you today then because your family think you're good at it. They hear the times you're great.
Yeah, yeah. She's obviously practiced.
Yeah.
Amy, solid letter.
Very solid.
Solid. It's T. T for...
Testicle!
Thank you, Nicholas. Amy, did you get that?
T for subject.
Nicholas Cage said it, not us. So it's all
That's
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
It's T for testicle. Okay, Amy? Good girl. All right. Your time will start after the first question. Let's get Amy off to a holiday or sharing it with her family.
Yeah.
Amy, starting with the letter T, we need you to name a 90s TV show.
Oh, my goodness.
Pass.
An athlete.
Pass. Oh,
an actress.
Is Tina Turner an actress?
An occupation.
I'm teacher.
A Simpsons character. A colour.
Teal.
A verb.
I'm not.
A city.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Amy.
Oh no.
Don't know if you'll be sending that one to the family, Amy.
If they're all listening, good morning.
Good morning to Amy's family. Yeah. You've really dishonoured Nick Cage there.
I don't want to say you dishonoured the family as well, but...
Mm. Yeah. Anyway,
you... Dishonour on you. Dishonour on your cow. Mulan, anyone?
No. Niche. Too niche.
Sounds like it'll be a great moment, though.
It's really fun. I record myself, I'll just tag you guys when I actually go good.
Yes. Please do.
Please do. Not from today.
You got three, though, Amy.
We love that.
And you've got a double pass to Lawn Liaison. Right. Book now for the most social Sunday session in Newcastle at Bar Beach Bolo. Great. Okay, here we go. A 90s TV show. It could have been The Nanny, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, an athlete, Tristan Thomas, Tom Brady, etc., etc. Simpsons character, Troy McClure, Todd Flanders, a verb, talk, tap, taste, tease, test, city, Taipei, Tampa, Tokyo, Tulsa, Toronto.
I think I got stitched up.
Absolutely. We have a personal vendetta against you, Amy. Yeah. We don't like you.
Yeah.
We wrote this just to trip you up.
Sorry, who got through today? Amy, quick, get the prank sheet out.
We have a whole team here behind the scenes who are just like, when Amy calls.
Yeah, the anti-Amy team.
Oh, they're big here.
The AAT.
You did it again, guys. Well done.
Well done.
Until
we got
next time. Well, they're on the payroll once a year, Amy calls in.
That's right. That's right. All these alarms go off. It's a hullabaloo.
They have been hanging for their leave, and they've got it now. So
they can never
put in Hawaii.
They're going to take Amy's $10,000 and take it to Hawaii.
Poor Amy, we'll stop piling on.
Oh, she's still there. Oh, sorry, Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
Sorry, Ames.
Yeah, no, we loved having you on the show. You seem lovely. It was very nice of you to share if you were to win, but no dice.
But I did it. Yeah.
Thanks for playing. More 10K across the day with Sean and Pez. Plus, we're back with it tomorrow.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Just quickly, guys. Internet blew up yesterday because the new Avatar film, the sequel, more than a decade in the making, Avatar The Way of Water, just dropped its first trailer.
Oh my God, I loved this movie so much.
I'm intrigued to see if this will take off because the first one was the first 3D movie, right?
That was the first and last movie I saw in 3D.
Yep. Right, the last one.
Yeah. Suppose you are... makes me a bit nauseous watching the 3D films.
Yeah. But it revolutionised that big picture 3D thing. It's now been over a decade. Marvel, the Avengers, all that sort of stuff has really taken over.
Yeah.
I wonder how this is going to go. Here's a bit from the trailer.
I know one thing. Wherever we go, this family is our fortress.
Of course, Sam Worthington.
Ooh.
One of the great actors.
Zoe Saldana coming back?
Yes, she's in it. Kate Winslet is also in it.
Oh.
Kate Winslet's the female leader of the Water Tribe.
Sigourney coming back? She was in the first one. Remember, she was the scientist.
Didn't she have an ill-fated end?
Yes, I think she did.
I don't recall the end.
I don't think she's in it.
Oh, no, you're right. It's so long ago.
I know.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and watch
it. We've got to go back watch it before we watch that. When can we expect to see it in cinemas?
Not until December, The Way of Water. So they're going to keep teasing it. James Cameron, the director, of course, doesn't know if it's going to make money. He doesn't know how it's going to be. Apparently, they've written like another 3 movies after this. And the scripts are meant to be incredible. The story is meant to be amazing. All the actors jumped on board for not that much money and more for like profits of the film's earnings.
Yeah, I mean, the first one made, what, $2 or $3 billion?
Something ridiculous like that.
He's a bloody blockbuster machine, isn't he, James Cameron, the director?
Sure,
he's the Titanic guy, isn't he?
Yep. Mm. And he asked Kate Winslet to be in it, and she's like, what am I doing? I'm the leader of the Water Tribe? Yep. Remember she learned how to free dive?
I need no other information for you, James. Yes.
Yep. She learned how to free dive and hold her breath for a couple of minutes underwater in this role.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, are they just sitting in a room now? Because, like, the concept is you've got an avatar going and acting your life in this place. Is he just sitting in his wheelchair now?
Doesn't
living
he,
his life
he did that thing where he became into the avatars, remember? That whole transplant thing?
We really need to
rewatch.
It's been a while.
Trending right now.
Speaking of blowing up the internet, Ducko, as I said, a social media star by the name of Erica. She's divided the internet.
Oh, no.
She says, you will not know your friends. You could have known them 10, 15, 25 years. You could be living with your partner. You think you know them. Until you ask them this specific question, you don't know them.
Right.
This is the question.
Here's the question. If I say we have a meeting at midday, and then I say, can we move it forward 2 hours? What time is that?
We have a meeting at midday. Can we move it forward 2 hours? What time is the meeting?
That's easy. 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Okay.
It's like a math problem.
To be fair, at first I thought 2 p.m.
Okay, this is where the division has occurred. There is a lot of fighting in her comment
section. Move it forward. I was thinking, okay, we're moving it ahead of time. Let's go to 2.
Well, exactly. She goes, I don't know what sort of philosopher Erica is. She's just a young chick. She goes, if you see yourself as moving through time, then you're moving towards 2 p.m. And you'll say 2 p.m.
Yeah.
If you see time as moving through you, you will say 10 a.m.
Nah, that's a wrong statement.
One comment is, I'm trying to figure out how I got to 4 p.m. That's like at school, you know, when you do your maths exam and there's multiple choice and you do your workings out and you go, okay, cool, minus 76. And none of the answers are minus 76.
Yeah,
you go, oh,
I'm
going
to rework this. all right, I think I can refute this by asking the opposite question.
Sure.
If my meeting's at midday and I want to move it back 2 hours, where do I go?
Move it back.
What, we're considering this?
See, back,
no, it's funny because like my brain is going, push it back, pull it back. Yeah, I'm like, they're two different
I'm thinking
ones.
Push it back as in further in the day as well. Like, oh, I've got to push this back. I've got to go a bit
later.
If
I'm pushing,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
forward. If it's pulling, it's towards.
I think that's made me more confused.
Well, I would say that no one would say that it's anything but 2 p.m. for push it back.
Yeah.
Push, but I'm pushing.
But you're pushing it back.
Pushing.
I'm pushing this meeting back.
Yeah,
and now it's later.
Yeah.
Yeah, push and pull would be forward.
We're going to move this meeting forward to me as now.
But she said forward.
It's now starting.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
But it's now starting to seem more as 2 p.m. as forward now. I'm starting to really feel that.
So in Avatar, is he in the wheelchair still or is it just
I don't know.
He's the blue guy,
blue.
We're no closer to solutions on anything we've just spoken about for the last 4 minutes.
What a chat.